Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
The Mavs celebration continues this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And I tell you what, it is always a pleasure when we can catch up with one of the great players that has had a very successful career in the NBA. His team, of course, was the Phoenix Suns. He was an NBA All-Star, NBA Rookie of the Year. My favorite part of his resume, though, is to point out that he is a former Sooner great. It's wonderful to have with us number 33, Alvin Adams. How are you, Alvin?
Good morning, fellow Sooner. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. And, you know, where in the world do you start? I mean, there are so many highlights from this remarkable run and just fascinating series with the Mavs and the Heat. What stands out the most in your mind when you reflect back on what they were able to accomplish and reach that ultimate goal?
Well, if I can first say congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks. Here, working for the Suns, I've been with them 36 years now as both a player and in the facility management side. They've come to be our biggest rival, I believe. We all dislike greatly the Lakers and the Spurs, but it's really because we're jealous of them out here in Arizona because they've won championships. And you know what? Now we have to be jealous of the Dallas Mavericks. But like I said, congratulations. Here's what stands out to me. The Dallas Mavericks, a team, the best team in the NBA. How exciting for a team concept to win a team sport, the sport of basketball. You know, there's a lot of great talent in this league, and of course, the media always touts the players, much more so than the teams. But how refreshing to see a deep bench and a great coaching staff, including Terry Stotts, another OU Sooner, win it all. And, you know, after that Lakers series, of course, that was a big key. Not just beating the Lakers, sweeping them. And then we all said, well, we knew Dirk was good, but wow, he is really the best closer in basketball. You used to think it was Kobe. But Dirk scores, what, 10 points every fourth quarter. I don't know when he's missed a free throw last in a fourth quarter. I'm not sure when he's missed a field goal in the fourth quarter. And I love watching their bench. You know, Jason Terry went to school out here in Tucson at the U of A, so a lot of us have followed his career. Jason Kidd absolutely was one of my favorite players in a Phoenix Suns uniform. The way he treated employees when he walked through the building, he'd park his car. All the guys that played here have been nice and say, hey, hi, how you doing? Jason would stop and say, hey, did you watch the game last night? Did you enjoy the game? He would carry on conversations. I recognize that when he played for us, however many years ago that was, 8 or 9 years ago, and I'm excited to see him win. And Sean Marion has always been a Suns fan favorite, so we're happy for him. I'm jealous of him. I was hoping we would win a championship before the Mavericks, but they were in the finals this year. We weren't, so we were all pulling for them out here in Arizona.
There really are just so many fascinating storylines from this remarkable season and the players, but you just talked about the clutch closer, and that, of course, is Dirk Nowitzki. The fact that he scored in the fourth quarter 62 points in the final says so much about him. Where do you rank this guy? I mean, we obviously know that he is a future Hall of Famer, but he really has cemented his legacy, and he's got that ring to show for it.
Well, there was a lot of that talk going on in the finals on TV and Coach Carlisle and, wait a minute, he's not one of the five best. Maybe he's one of the 10 best. I don't usually go into those rankings, but we certainly sit around and go, who's your top five team of all time? You know, is it Magic or is it Kobe? Is it Kareem or is it Wilt or is it Shaq? And certainly championship ring has to go with any of the greats. So now Dirk's got one. I don't know why the Mavs wouldn't be contenders again next year. So he is, when you can close like that and you can shoot like that and you can stay in the game, because we know there's some big guys in the league in recent history that you almost didn't even want to leave them out on the floor because they couldn't hit a free throw. And you know what his weakness used to be? Dirk's weakness, I always thought, was I thought he was a really weak defensive player years ago. 4, 5, 6, you know, years ago. And every rookie coming in is a weak defensive player. But his defense is good. He knows where to go. I thought the Mavs' defense was outstanding. I thought Jason Kidd was outstanding against LeBron James. And Dirk's going after rebounds. And I thought Tyson Chandler brought so much to that team this year, and I have to keep repeating it. Congratulations to the best team in the league.
And let's talk some more even about Jason Kidd, because if you look at his defensive assignments over the past three series, I mean, he had to face Kobe. You know, Russell Westbrook, that's not easy. There was times he'd have to switch out and go out on Kevin Durant. But, you know, Dwayne Wade, LeBron, I mean, at 38 years of age, he's the oldest guard to win an NBA championship, and how he was able to gut it out and grit it out on the defensive end, I thought that really stood out and shined pretty bright.
Yeah, you know what's great about that? I hope our 38-year-old player, Nash, watch closely, because that's got to fire him up to go.
Absolutely.
Be done. And I'm sure Jason would be the first to admit that if he had to play any one of those guys one-on-one, he may not even score. But with the team play, back to that word again, team, that with the job that Rick Carlisle and his staff did, the way those guys were tied together like a, you know, puppet strings, Jason, I mean, the way he bodied up, the way he kept LeBron in front of him. I mean, how many dunks did LeBron James have in the finals? I don't remember, certainly not double digits, I don't think, dunks. I'm going to say maybe five or six. I don't know. I didn't see every minute of every game. I saw most of it, but
he really minimized his ability to get untracked and to get to the rim.
He did.
Hey, the great Alvin Adams is with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. Of course, he spent his entire NBA career with the Suns. He was an NBA All-Star in 76, NBA Rookie of the Year, and of course, a Sooner sensation. And just reflect on Rick Carlisle. You had highlighted him just momentarily. Talk about just his game management and just the in-game adjustments that he was able to make. I mean, he was dealing with so many injuries, but how about the gutsy move of starting J.J. Barea?
I know. You know, I really don't watch coaches' moves that much, but then you hear the great announcers on TV talking about it, and you kind of nod and go, yeah, you know, Stevenson, if I'm correct in remembering, he started most of the playoff games.
Yes.
And I can't remember which series. I think it was maybe both Portland and Oklahoma City. J.J. had some big games, this little spider, just, you know, water spider zipping through everybody. And one game when he started, I didn't see the first couple minutes of the game. I went in and turned the TV on. I go, oh, J.J. Barea's in. I wonder if Stevenson twisted his ankle or got two fouls. And then we're talking about, well, this is a coaching change, and how well did that work? And I don't know the confidence of any of these players. I mean, I know Jason Kidd and Sean Marion. I don't know if J.J.'s the type of guy that needs to be in there. But there's another thing. I don't see any problem guys on that Dallas team. I don't see anybody looks like they're going to pout if they didn't get to start looking at, hey, what's the goal here? Hey, back a few years ago, Dirk and Jason got to the finals, but there's 10 new guys on the team now, and what a great team effort.
Well, and you know, Alvin, I have to ask you, you were a rookie on the Suns team when they made it to the 1976 NBA Finals. Did this bring back a lot of great memories from you and, you know, just that improbable run to make it all the way to the big game?
Well, we were really underdogs. I don't know how many people, other than maybe Mark Cuban and the players and the coaching staff, maybe you too, chose Dallas to get to the finals this year when the season started. You guys were certainly contenders, but I'm not sure how many experts picked them to get to the finals. My rookie year, no one even picked us to make the playoffs, so it was quite different, and that was almost four decades ago. I barely remember it. All I do know is our coaches, our two coaches, back then there were only two coaches, they had us prepared every game at the end of that season. I'm going to say the last 20 games, and every playoff game we went into, they just had us thinking one game at a time. It wasn't thinking, ooh, gee, if we get past this opponent, we might get to play so-and-so next. Every game we went into, we had a plan, we had a great scouting report, and we felt like we could win any game we entered, whether it was against the Lakers and their new acquisition that year, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or the Sonics in the first round, or the defending world champion Golden State Warriors in the second round, or even the Celtics in the final, who swept us during the season, because there were a lot less teams there. I think we played the Celtics six times that year, and they beat us every game, and we made it a thrilling series, and the famous Game 5 triple overtime ended up being a great series. So my point is the preparation. We were all prepared. We all had the same vision. And we got to the finals, and we didn't win it like the Mavs did this year, but it was a quite an accomplishment, and we exceeded our potential and our expectations that year, and so did the Mavs this year.
Between the Phoenix Suns and the Boston Celtics, I guess 8 players in that game went on to be head coaches, and Pat Riley, was he one of your teammates?
Pat Riley was my locker mate. He was a locker next to me, and what I remember about Pat was basically he didn't play a lot, but I remember one thing he told me, one of my first road trips, might have been my first road trip. He said, your wife's sitting at home, you be real nice to her when you get back, you bring her flowers, and I just remember that one. That's one of the few things I remember somebody saying, and I knew how much he loved his wife, Chris, and they're still married, and my wife and I are, you know, married 36 years this summer, and I just remember that one bit of information from Pat Riley, and he's been a great coach and leader of that organization, and the Lakers when he was there, and the Knicks, and that's what I remember mostly about Pat Riley, was just giving that little tip about caring for your wife and coming home to her after a road trip.
I mean, it's hard to believe, too, Alvin, as we get ready to wrap up our interview. You have been a part of the Suns organization for 36 years. Tell all of our listeners, what are you doing now within the organization?
Okay, well, real quickly, while I played for the Suns, I was going to school at Arizona State University, just a few miles down the road here from downtown Phoenix in Tempe, Arizona, and I was studying pre-architecture. My interests were in architecture, real estate development, and construction, and the year I retired was the year Jerry Colangelo, he'd been the general
yes.
manager for the first 20 years of the Suns, he bought the team. He put together local ownership, bought the team. His first order of business was to build a new facility for the Suns, and I asked if I could join that design and development team. I'm not an architect. I didn't go to the College of Architecture and get a degree, but my interests are still in those areas, architecture and construction. So I helped design and build this building and then the ballpark where the Diamondbacks play. And I continue to be in the facility management side. So I'm in charge of the home of the Suns, the U.S. Airways Center, and the Phoenix Mercury.
And you probably never get any downtime, do you?
I am able to balance life and work. I love coming to work, and I love going home.
Absolutely. Listen, Alvin, continued success, and I wish we could talk for another 15 minutes or so, but we are flat out of time, and happy Father's Day this weekend, too.
Oh, thank you, and congratulations one last time until we play the Mavs next year. Congratulations on the NBA championship this year.
Thank you so much. We'll catch up with you again real soon, Alvin.